I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a bright, sunny afternoon.
A Tuesday.
We had gone on a trip.
The great wild outdoors. We had decided to have a family picnic.
It was lovely. Really?
I remember how excited Father was to be seeing the countryside once more. He had a fancy for that sort of thing.
I remember Mother. Her gentle smile glowed and made the sun jealous.
She was always tickled by our excitement and enthusiasm. Even Father's. We had taken the car out. A Model A four-door sedan.
Father's new toy.
Mother packed a large basket. Right down to the checkered cloth.
She was always a whimsical person. The sun was so bright that day. We ran in the field. Our father playing with us as Mother set out the contents of the basket.
She was so proud of her cooking. With good reason.
Father loved to play with us. His favorite was playing cowboys and Indians.
It was ours, too.
He always let us win, no matter what side he was on.
It was perfect. The perfect family outing. All too soon, it was time to leave. Clouds had begun to gather. Looked like rain.
We went back to the car. We had started driving home.
We had started driving home when it began to pour. Fat raindrops splattered across the glass panes. We loved the rain.
Loved the sound of it as it hit the car.
But this was different. It was no longer a pleasant shower.
It was a downpour.
A storm. An assault. As if God himself were attacking us. Berating us. Punishing us for our happiness. It became hard to hear.
Father was yelling.
Mother's face was pale.
Couldn't see anything outside.
And then...
We stopped.
I remember fragments. The rain was still coming down. Father was no longer yelling. He was still. I remember thinking, what an odd time to take a nap. Then I noticed the paint. The buckets of red paint that had spilled all over the car. All over my parents. Tabitha. Myself. It was so odd.
I remember nothing.
After that, I remember nothing.
Time passed.
The silence was deafening, as they say.
As they say.
When I woke up, I...
We.
We were somewhere else. Someplace entirely different.
The car was gone. Mother and Father were gone. It was just... us. We found ourselves riding a great white steed, galloping across a beautiful meadow.
Her name was... Courage.
No, it was Delilah.
Okay. Courageous Delilah. I remember laughing with delight as the wind whipped past us. The horse ran over hill and dale till arriving at the most beautiful seaside you'd ever seen. We went everywhere without fear. We swam with mermaids in the sea, rescued princess in peril, wandered through towns with houses that reached to the sky. With streets crowded with people, we saw monsters and spooks and spacemen, underwater sea creatures and dinosaurs. It was like every storybook we had ever read suddenly came to life to play with us. We had the time of our lives. But eventually...
We began to wonder again. What happened? We were in a bleak, gray field, like eternal twilight. But we weren't alone.
We weren't alone. A young man walked toward us. How he got there, how he knew we were there, I'll never know.
He came up to us, wearing a calm expression.
He greeted us, saying,
"Hello. Are you girls all right?"
We didn't know what to say at first.
There was something about his eyes, though. The way they sparkled in that dreary, dull place. As if he knew.
As if he knew what had happened and where we needed to go.
Could we trust him?
Who else could we trust? Who else was there in that gray, barren wasteland? What choice did we have? So we answered.
Yes?
Maybe. Where are we?
Where's Mother and Father?
You're in a dream. Your parents are elsewhere. Follow me.
Brief, cold, but also pitying. What was he up to?
We followed. Followed across the gray desert sands, under the hazy sky of uncertainty and depression. Where were our parents? What did this man know? What was going on? The journey felt like eternity. Eventually, the man stopped. Up ahead was a glowing window of some kind, floating in midair all on its own.
Like magic. He pointed to the window.
Go to the portal. It will answer your questions.
We ran past him, instinctively trusting when Father had always told us not to.
We ran towards it, seeking clarity and answers. We found it.
We saw the car, mangled and broken by the side of the road. We saw ourselves, lying unconscious in hospital beds.
Doctors hovered around us like bugs, while we watched ourselves being poked and prodded. They tried to wake us up.
Why couldn't we wake up? Couldn't they see us watching them? Couldn't they see the portal that connected us? Were we asleep? Awake? What had happened? Then we saw them. Our parents.
Father and mother.
They looked quite relaxed. Dressed in their Sunday best. But they were still napping. Why were they napping?
They're not napping, Tabitha.
You're right.
Dead. They were dead. We watched the funeral, the ceremony, the proceedings, the burial. While we lay in hospital beds unconscious.
What's going on? What's happening?
We already knew. We didn't want to believe it. The man sighed.
What's the last thing you girls remember?
It was raining.
Father yelled. Something happened with the car.
Then there was red paint everywhere.
Girls, do you know what dreams are? Have you dreamed before?
Yes.
Your family was in a car accident. You were hurt badly and taken to a hospital. When the doctors took a look at you, they noticed that you've fallen asleep and can't wake you up.
But we're right here.
That's because you're dreaming.
So, Mother and Father are sleeping too?
In a way.
Will they ever wake up? Can we see them?
I'm afraid not.
They're dead, aren't they?
Yes.
Are we dead?
No, you're just sleeping. You're both in a coma.
He gave us a choice.
Girls, you're in a dream world right now, but your physical bodies are in a hospital, unable to wake up. Do you understand? I'm here to offer you a choice. To go back to your bodies or stay here, with me.
What happens if we stay?
You can continue to explore the dreamscapes as you like. I promise to teach you everything there is to know about the dreaming and more. But it also means you can never lead a normal life in your world again. You must make this your new home. You will never see your friends and family, and you will outlive anyone you ever knew.
And if we go back?
You wake up. Hopefully. If you don't, you'll die.
We were afraid.
Afraid of the choices. This control. We wanted to be with Mother and Father.
But we were afraid. Afraid of death. Afraid of not dying. We were all we had left. I didn't want to lose Eve, no matter what.
I wanted Tabitha to be safe, whatever the cost. We looked at each other. Somehow we already knew
what her answer would be. He must have known it too.
He smiled warmly, extending a hand to each of us.
Come on,
he said.
It's time I took you girls home.